Welcome back to Big Titan Talk with me, the Anime Nay. I hope everybody has been enjoying their holiday season. I definitely have taken a little bit of a break, you know. But yeah, I've been like struggling a tiny bit to stay focused for the end of the year, but that's okay, y'all. We all made it through 2020. It is now 2021. Big stuff happening this year. Yeah, finally. But yeah, so today I'm feeling really good. Really, really good today, you guys, because I get to record with someone super special. Someone who kind of started me on my anime journey in general. And that person is my brother, Ben. Everybody, welcome Ben to the pod. Yeah, like I said, Ben is 100% the reason I started watching anime. I mean, I used to watch you draw like Dragon Ball Z characters and like creating your own characters. Do you remember Gage? Was that his name, Gage?
Gage, oh yeah, yeah. I'm still on YouTube now. I'm like,
yes.
Gotta bring all that back.
Yeah, so I used to watch Ben anime and then we would sit and watch like Dragon Ball Z together, and he started me watching Death Note, like all of that. So pretty much like I just grew up watching him watch anime thinking it was cool. So then I started watching, you know, kind of on my own, and now here we are. So what are you watching currently? What's in your rotation
currently? Definitely Black Clover, Fire Force. I was holding off on Attack on Titan because I'm waiting for like the dub version to come out, but now Attack on Titan, and started one episode of Jujutsu Kaisen. So that's the only one. Even though it's even all of them, like I don't know why I didn't get spoiled on the dubs, like. But yeah, that's in rotation right now.
Yeah, I feel that. So I started watching Fire Force a little bit ago. I like it. I don't love it though. People love Fire Force. It's cool, but I got halfway through the first season and I kind of stopped. It's good, but I feel like there's some other stuff that I'd rather be watching right now. How do you feel?
I mean, shoot, Fire Force is, I'm trying to think. Because it didn't really have it didn't really hit like a slowdown because I was always curious, I guess, as far as like the whole story and like the world that they had set up around like the main character and stuff. So it was like, I'm trying to think like of a time like where I really kind of like was ready to disconnect from it. But I mean, it was always, it didn't have like any slowdown moment.
I low key be pausing right before, like, you know how it slows down a little bit, right? Yeah, before. Yeah. Get crazy. I always
like, they had them two or three dry episodes, you'd be like, I don't know where this is going.
Right. See, I need to just stop doing that. Okay, what's so funny, y'all, is that me and Ben have talked so much about like doing an anime / manga or something like that together. And one day I'm gonna hit him like, I have this idea, let's do it. Like I think often like, okay, what do I want? Like I have some ideas, but I don't have anything that I'm like, this is the one, like, you know.
Yeah. Once you get started, you gotta start making it make sense. Like you gotta, it's some brainstorming that's involved, which you already
absolutely
know.
Yeah, I already know. And, you know, Ben is so good. Like, my issue is I don't draw. I can't draw. So, like, I'll see stuff in my head. I wish I could kind of, like, draw something, like, get something out. But I'm like, dang, I can't. But it's going to be okay. One of these days, we'll figure it out. Okay, question. What so far has been your favorite arc of Attack on Titan? Like, out of the seasons that we've seen? So wait, before we get to that, I will tell y'all that Ben does read the manga. So I told him before this, no spoilers, no spoilers. But yeah, so far in the anime, like what has been your favorite arc?
I say probably starting off because you didn't know anything about the world. Like the first, the first season, first arc, because the first season was actually kind of long. So I would say like the first, like that first 15, you know, like first 15 episodes, I'd say like everything, you really didn't know too much about the world other than these kids growing up, like a bunch of titans outside this wall, Eren basically just being like hell bent on basically killing all Titans. Like, I'm trying to see if Buddy gonna be able to, be, you know, like accomplish this goal. But like not knowing how, I guess, season, you know, how season four kind of like expand, like not really knowing that from their perspective. And I guess it was a kudos to the writing too, but like it really had you thinking from these people's perspective that this was like the world and how everything existed basically. So I would say then.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel that. I was in like this little like anime chat on Clubhouse, and somebody brought up, like we were just talking about Reiner, and we can talk a lot more about him later, but I just started, like, someone brought up the fact that, you know, they just still cannot empathize with Reiner. Like, they just still do not care about all the people on Marley. And I was like, I feel that, but at the same time, like, if we would have started, like, the parallels between what's happening right now in the anime, like in season four on Marley, and what happened back in the day, and like now what we know is like Paradise Island or whatever, Paradis, if we would have started with season four, you would totally, like, you would love them. You know what I mean? You really empathize with them and be like, I understand why they're doing what they're doing, or like why they're forced to do what they're doing. But I would say for me, my favorite season is between, okay, I didn't think that I loved season two, but I went back and was just looking over like what are the craziest moments for me. And a lot of them came from season two. Like Reiner and Bertolt coming out as Titans was crazy for me. Like that was insane. Ymir, like it just, I feel like so much stuff was happening. Like we saw Titan, we saw Eren use his founding Titan power, which was like, I was low-key lost a little. I was like, what is going on? But I would say like between season two and the second part of season three, like the fight between Levi and Beast Titan, watching Erwin lead everybody to their death, all of that, like Armin trying to fight Colossal Titan, like all of that was so good.
Hey, call me messed up, but I rock with Erwin. As far as like,
I do too.
I get it. But I was like, dang, why my man's had to go like that, man? They should have kept him. That's all. But I actually,
I know.
Like the way I'm like, dude didn't got his arm bit off, still giving out commands. Like, no, we ain't going. Stick to the plan.
Yes, do you remember that? Yes. This man was hanging out of a Titan talking about charge, protect him. Like,
yeah, it was either him or what's his name? I can't.
Armin.
Boy, I do not even want. I mean, I'm starting to like him. I get it. I don't know. I don't care for the used to be soft characters that's developing. I get it. He's involved in it all, and it's like,
I feel you. He is the epitome of the soft character that people have to push to be a leader. Like, he's super smart, but he's not doing what he needs to do.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the same leader that Erwin was. Like, that's not happening. Like, Erwin literally led hundreds of people to their death, and they just did it. Okay, cool. Let's get into this episode. I'm going to do what I call a brief recap, but this episode for real was actually jam-packed. I feel like almost every single sentence was important, but obviously I'm not going to tell y'all the sentences, but yeah, I'm going to go through a little recap and feel free to like jump in with anything if I'm missing anything, but there are a couple of spots that I can't lie. I was a little confused, but basically we start this episode off. We find out that the mysterious man, Mr. Krueger, has been having Falco send letters to Mr. Krueger's home for him. So Falco's been pretty much just like sending letters from him. And he's doing that because he wants the letters to arrive safely so that no one finds out that he really isn't sick. He thinks that if anyone in the Marley government finds his letters, that they'll find out that he's not sick and pretty much send him home. So we find that out. That's in the beginning of the episode. Then we're transported and we meet the Tiber family. So this is a royal family and they're in town visiting and they pretty much get to meet, or Commander McGath gets to meet them. And again, Commander McGath is the commander of the warrior unit. So we meet Willie, who is the head of the Tiber family, and he informs McGath that the Warhammer Titan is amongst the family, but he doesn't tell us who it is. He just tells them that they're in the room. So we get to see everyone in the room. We don't know who it is, but you know, everyone of course has their guesses. But yeah, so Willie tells us that he's in town to see the statue of, I think it's Halos or something like that, the Marlian who slayed, I think it was the first Titan or something. It was a Marlian who slayed a Titan and basically became a hero. But McGath is unimpressed. He's just kind of like, yeah, you know, he's just unimpressed in general by Willie's sentiments and just by the statue as a whole. And he reveals that he's basically against Marley continuing to march toward war. And throughout their back and forth, it's revealed to us that the Tibers are secretly controlling the Marley government. But Willie wants to make all, like, it seems like he wants to right all of the wrongs currently going on and ask for McGath's help in doing so. And I will add that McGath does not, like, it seems like McGath has already known this. Like, he knows that the Tiber family is running everything from the shadows, but we'll talk about that too a little bit later. We'll get more into that. But then we get like a couple of short scenes. We get to see Porco with Peek, and Peek is basically walking on all fours. They have like a little awkward interaction where Porco pretty much like sees her butt and is like, why are you walking like that type of thing? So yeah, it was just like a little cute little thing. And then we get to see Reiner. He's pretty much providing counsel on Paradis, like providing the best attack strategies, trying to figure out which way they should attack when they make their next advancement on Paradis. But he admits that there's not really a good answer to most of the general's questions. Like, there's just a lot going on Paradis. There's a lot of things that are unknown, so he doesn't really have all the answers. And the general gets kind of upset. He's like, forget it, I shouldn't have let an Eldian speak anyway. And you can tell that pretty much everyone in the warrior unit is a little bit annoyed of this, and they're tired of, you know, being seen as less than, and they're tired of being looked down on. But they all go outside and they see the kids training, the kids being Falco and Gabby and all the rest of them. I always say all the rest of them because I can never remember their names.
Right.
But lo and behold, they see Falco beat Gabby in a race, and everyone's pretty much really excited for him, and everyone's impressed, including Reiner. And the kids are walking home, and we get a very like Naruto-esque Team 7 scene, which is this is not usual for Attack on Titan. I feel like we get like one or two scenes like this per season, but we see the kids walking home celebrating Falco's win, but Gabby is pissed. And she's trying to figure out why Falco is even trying so hard, because she's like, you know, I made a name for myself during the war. Like, why are you even trying? You're not going to be the Armored Titan. But Falco tells her and proclaims that he's doing all of this for her. And we know that he likes Gabby, and he's pretty much, you know, trying to save her from this life of being a Titan. But Gabby's like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I want to be a Titan. Like, step aside. But of course, she doesn't understand that he likes her. And yeah, so we get to see more of like this whole like Naruto Team 7. I always refer to these scenes as Team 7 teams. Whenever we have, you know, the little anime kids walking around getting into trouble or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so then they begin to discuss the festival and how great it's going to be for Marley and specifically the Eldians. And this is the first time, though, that I realized that there are Eldians everywhere and not just in Marley and Paradis. The whole time I was thinking that Eldians only lived in Marley, and then they were sent, some of them, you know, went to Paradis. But I didn't know there were these like internment camps all over the world, and that all over the world Eldians are pretty much discriminated against. But that's revealed because one of the kids talk about how they're treated a lot better in Marley than they are in other countries. But yeah, so basically the Eldians are oppressed everywhere. And Gabby is team, you know, show them we aren't devils. All we have to do is just show them how great we are, blah, 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 which, you know, we already know when you're oppressed, it don't matter what you do. People are going to continue to see you how they see you, but you know.
She's basically the Marley version of Aaron.
Exactly.
Female embodiment.
No, wow. You know what? We want to talk a little bit more about that too. Okay, cool. So after that, we see another, which I'm gonna say is a confusing combo between Willie and McGath. Honestly, I watched it like 3 times and I still barely understand what was happening, but basically it seems like Willie is giving McGath like the keys to the military. Like, he's like, the military belongs to you. But McGath is like, nah, like, you're still in control. But Willie insists that he's like, you know, I'm trying, it's really just me holding the wheel. But Willie seems stressed, and he claims that he wants to let go of the wheel, but he, and he's super burdened. But then McGath says something about rats. I honestly don't know. I feel like I'm gonna have to watch the second episode to see like who, what they mean to each other, because like Willie the whole time seems stressed, but McGath is just like, I don't know. McGath seems very composed, but yeah. So they have a conversation about, you know, what's about to happen. It was kind of confusing. But next, we get a conversation between Mr. Krueger and Falco, and Mr. Krueger's thanking him for his help, sending back the letters to his hometown. And we're back at the hospital, by the way. And we find out that one of the people at the hospital is actually Grisha's dad. So Mr. Krueger ends up talking to him, and he asks him about basically the guy, Grisha's dad, Mr. Yeager, mentions Falco's uncle and how he used to be the leader of the Restorationists. And to spare their family, that's how Falco and Colt ended up joining the warrior unit and are trying to become Titans. But after he reveals this information, Mr. Krueger asks him, he asks Dr. Yeager and Mr. Yeager if he has any regrets. But Dr. Yeager spirals, breaks down, has a whole breakdown, and literally says, he just starts going in, is like, everything is my fault. Like, he starts thinking about Grisha and when his daughter died and everything. And we learn that Mr. Yeager is actually a patient at the hospital. So, yeah. And then we're transported to, like, this really fancy dinner. And there's a moment where one of the kids spills wine on one of the people there. And she pretty much saves him. She's not an Eldian. I think she's from the East, but she knows that if they find out that the Eldian kid spilled wine on her, that pretty much he would be messed up. So she saves him, and we don't find out who the woman is, but I think that she's probably going to come back. Like, the scene left me feeling like, okay, we might find out more about her. But we also get to see Black people for the first time at this little dinner, which is pretty cool. Like, I don't know, I didn't really understand what the dinner was. I was like, is this like a royal thing? Like, but yeah, we got some Black people up in there. I was like, okay, hold on. But yeah, one of the Tybers gets up to speak, and he's basically babbling, but Willie steps in and tells him that he tells the entire room that Tomorrow and Liberio, which is one of the Eldian internment camps, he's going to finally solve the problem of the Eldians and give us all a solution. And he's going to reveal it in a play tomorrow during the festival in Liberia. So the next day, the festival starts. It's a standard festival. We get more of the like montage-y clips of all the kids, Falco and all of them playing around with Reiner and Porco. Again, very Team 7-esque. And pretty much everyone ends up leaving, and Gabby ends up saying that, you know, she feels like things are changing, like things are getting a little bit better, like she just feels a shift. And it seems very positive. But then we cut to the end of the episode, and everyone's arriving and showing up at this play at night, and Falco's missing. But he comes out of nowhere, and he gets Reiner, and he says that he has a surprise for him. So he leads Reiner down into this basement, into this super dark room. And who is there? No one other than Mr. Krueger, aka Aaron Yeager. Now,
I'm like, everybody should know he's Aaron at this point.
Please. Like, from the moment he almost appeared on the screen, I was like, that's absolutely Aaron. Like, it could have been no one else to me. I'm like, who else could that have been to y'all? But absolutely Aaron. So, okay. What is up with this McGath character? I'm so confused. So he's like a Marleyan general, but is he not necessarily like with Marleyan ideologies or what? I don't know. I'm not understanding like where he's coming from here.
I mean, really, he's just like the secondhand man to the Tiger family. Tiger family pretty much like, at this point, you can look at it as like they pull the strings, are the ones who really pull the strings behind closed doors, like mm-hmm. on a, like a government level. If you think about it, they spoke of a Titan, right? The Hammer Titan. Well, that means that, they're Eldian, right? As far as if they can turn into a Titan. So it's kind of funny, like, if you really think about the fact that they're kind of like the same at race of the oppressed people, but they're able to watch, but they sit back in like a rich home's basement and kind of just watch the same people just get talked to like trash. You know what I mean? It's kind of like funny when you think about that aspect of it, like the social aspect that they kind of try to employ in the show.
Right, exactly. I'm like, hold on. So we all, you know, we're all blown at Marley, like, dang, they bogus. But it really is Eldians who are oppressing other Eldians. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wonder how it is in other countries too, like who's pulling those strings. But yeah, that's that. I was shocked to find that out. And we don't know currently who the Warhammer Titan is, but I have some ideas of who it could be, but they really showed us so many people. Like, it was like little kids up in there. There was a maid in there. I kind of feel like it might be the maid only because like she's a worker person, you know, but also it could be Willie. Like, why would it not be Willie? But you already know who it is, don't you?
But let me ask you this though. All right, so one of the things that used to always kind of confuse me as far as like the transforming or like the, I guess the Titans, the variant Titans, the ones that you can transform from a human to a Titan instead of the third. Did it ever throw you, like, did you have a question like why did Ymir's Jaw Titan look different from, I guess, the recent Jaw Titan we just seen?
I did, but I just assumed that they all transform slightly depending on who is like the carrier, like what human is operating that Titan. But I also thought that the what is it called? The dang, like, I thought that Gallier or Porco, I thought he had on a mask. That's not like a Titan mask, or is that Titan have that on his face?
Oh, just the jaw Titan. That's just, he just all bite. Well, supposedly all bite.
Okay.
Like, I almost want to say, I'm pretty sure the Jaw Titan. I don't know if they're gonna ever do it in the show, but I'm pretty sure like the Jaw Titan could probably like bite through like the armor's Titan armor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as far as like the facial bite of it, but
yeah.
Yeah, because I was just kind of like, it seemed like that Jaw Titan was a little bit more like souped up, you know what I mean? Compared to how Ymir kind of was kind of like a little small. I just thought she was like a little gremlin Titan.
I did too. I found out more about the Jaw Titan because I was like, what is Ymir's Titan? I was like, she looked like a regular small Titan to me. So when, you know, just with like a consciousness. So I looked it up and that's how I found out about the Jaw Titan. But yeah, no, like Porco's definitely looks more like a specialty Titan for me, for sure. Yeah. But
and even like, I didn't even realize too, like the Cart Titan, like she basically was over there like the whole time as well. Like, if you really think about it, like the Cart Titan was definitely over there with Aaron's brother. I was like, but then I'm shutting up.
Yeah, shut up.
You. Because I got questions. Like, I mean, like, honestly, manga wise, a lot of the questions are being answered, but it's like, it's still a joy to actually, you know, go back and actually see it being presented.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, a lot of this stuff, if you read the manga, like, we were reading this part of the story like 2 years ago.
Wow.
And like, it was just way, like those manga chapters, like 50 chapters, I think they coming out like once a month. You know what I mean? So it was just like a long extended story, but it was just like mind blown. Like, what the heck? Like, seeing the eight Titan throwing damn missiles. Or like, you know, like just bombs at the boats, you know what I mean? I'm sitting there like, what the heck? Like, at one point, rocks was the greatest weapon this man was throwing. Like, and it's like, now they actually got technology and claims, and I'm like, what the heck? So
yeah, no, it's a totally different, it's a totally different Attack on Titan. Like, they literally have horse and carriages over in Paradis, and in Marley they have guns, missiles, like you said. Like, it's a totally different, totally different world. So I'll say, okay, so as a manga reader then, was it apparent in the manga when you read it that it was Eren? Because like we just talked about, I feel like in the anime it was very apparent. Like the first episode that we saw Mr. Kruger, I was like, oh, that has to be Eren, but I don't know how, but it has to be him. So in the manga, was it like that, or was it like really a reveal?
When I was reading it, I was just kind of like, who the heck is dude? Like at first, I'm like, he got long hair, and I'm sitting, I'm looking at his body, I'm like, he fucked up as far as like, no leg. I think missing a leg and an arm. I think he only had like an arm and leg, I believe. Like,
right, for sure that leg is gone, but I think the arm might be gone.
Yeah, so like, and then, but they kept showing them giving these letters, you know, as far as like reading, it's like he's giving these letters to little boy and he's taking those to Reiner. And I'm like, okay, it has to, I'm like, is this possibly, because at the end, at the end of the day, like at the very end of, they kind of gave hints too, because at the very end of, I guess, the third season of the anime, they should, if you, you know, if you pick, Eren's hair was long.
Yeah.
They was giving hints that he was, you know, he's going to grow his hair out, things like that. So it's like, you, oh my God. I just want to say, like, just be to, like, yeah, this season here. Yeah, but I think that after, like, once she really get, once the, because I feel like if this is going to be the last season, then this is going to have to be, like, the mimic of, like, the first season. They're going to have to, yeah, they're going to have to go, like, 20, maybe possibly, hopefully, 30 episodes in, like, how the first season was. Because it's so much. I would say the first episode, four episodes probably that we watched was probably the first chapter. I would like going into like the time skip of the saga. So like, you know, like even, I'm pretty sure they're going to speed it up and it's going to, you know, fit in more information in episodes. But I'm like, with as much stuff is going to actually happen. Yeah, it's going to be, we got a nice long season.
Right, and that's what I'm confused on, because other manga readers have said the same thing, that like it's not going like chapter episode, but like, it's really like one chapter is a few episodes, and we have a lot of chapters to get through. No,
yep, I would say so, especially to get in, especially if they're going all the way to the end. That's what I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna have episodes where they kind of like cut the meat out of certain like manga chapters, like, you know, like, because to be honest, this manga chapter wise, the chapters that I believe that were just information chapters, because like I said again, on the manga side, each Attack on Titan chapter is about, I think, like 50 pages, maybe 45. So like each, so Attack on Titan was the only manga, at least on my end. I don't read a whole bunch of them, but like the ones that I would kind of read, like, it's like the only one that it was just like had full political chapters where it was just like information, like this entire, you know, like chapter was just like a whole political debate or something like that. So I believe like those chapters are probably, you can condense like those entire chapters as political talk. You can condense that to like the first 12 minutes of an episode, you know, as right, far as the right. Talk. So yeah, it'll probably catch up, but. Well, what I was going to say was, I think that once you kind of get to the meat of the story, I think that Eren is probably going to take that crown, though, as far as being like the best. Yeah, I think he probably went to everybody. Once it gets to that point, of this, you know, everybody gets to that point as far as like on the animated side, I think it's going to be like unanimous across the board that Eren is the best, like, main character turn possible, like, depending on how you look at it, possible protagonist as far as like we all know and understand why he has such a hate for the Titans, and actually seeing even us on our end as being the viewers, this whole entire world being opened up, you know, and them being a part of this world, and just how, just seeing, you know, him process different things and his decisions he make, like, I think he's going to take that crown as far as being, like, the best character, yeah, protagonist, basically, main character protagonist, I would say.
You know what? I can see that for sure. I can see that because I, every time I watch this show, think, what is he about to do? And so, like, there's been a lot of debating about, like, who is for, so, okay, again, I was in, like, another little, like, chat or whatever talking about Attack on Titan, and in the chat, we were discussing, like, who, not who's in the right, per se, but who's fighting for who, like, everyone has their own agenda, like, no one is really for all Eldians, right? Like, in the beginning, Aaron was for the people on Paradis, and now that we have a grander scope of everything, it's like, who is Zeke really trying to protect? Like, just the people in his family? Does Zeke have alternate motives, which I 100% think that he does, but, you know, who are the Restorationists and Marley? Like, who is really trying to, like, who are the bad guys? Like, who really are the bad guys, you know? And at this point, to me, it just seems so unclear. So I can't even say, like, okay, maybe Aaron infiltrated, like, all of them infiltrated because they're about to destroy all of Marley. Because it's a bigger problem than all of Marley at this point, right? Like, maybe, like, I don't know. I keep going through my brain of, like, what? And it has to be grander than that, right? Like, I don't know. You...
Man,
you, and it's crazy because I know that you know so much. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Okay, so at this point in the story, are you anti Zeke? I love Zeke's character. I can't lie. So I always, it's just, I just be curious to know because I know a lot of people like
hate Zeke right. What he did. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Zeke. At first I was, okay. Mainly like when I didn't know anything, I was. When right. I didn't know, like, when the only thing I knew was.
He betrayed his father.
Yeah, like even going so as far as like that, like that was it, like Aaron's, you know, brother brother. So it's kind of like, at first it was just like, all right, he betrayed his father when he was a kid. Even like them fishing out the story, I don't know. He just never took to me. Now that I know the background of everything, even though like him betraying his father as a kid, even now, like it's almost like the writer has a, like when you even think about just like the social aspects of it. Like, I mean, he was a kid. And he just easily manipulated to get to get them to tell him, you know, some right. things that he pretty much knew. That's why. Zeke having, and he doesn't technically know. So like, even on the, I wonder, have they? I'm trying to think before I say it. Like, have they showed that in the anime? Like, why the girl was trying to figure out why Zeke had his unique, I guess, capabilities as the Ape Titan or the Beast Titan.
Yeah. So they had a little scene where Colt was asking Zeke, like, you seem like a superstar, everyone listens to you, but we talked, I think somebody else, we talked about it on one of my podcast episodes, but they told us in the anime in season 3 that his mom was a royal or something like that, like, she had royal blood, like, she was a direct descendant, not a direct descendant, but, like, she had royal blood, so yeah. I was just assuming that because royal, he had royal. That.
Yeah, it just gives him an extra little, same thing like, what's her name, Krista, or the queen?
Right, Historia, Krista, yeah.
Like if she actually was to take some kind of Titan serum, you know, because she is royal blood, like she would get, like, you know, she would become a specialty Titan in that form. That's what I was asking too, going into like why I was asking, is you have a question why Ymir's Jaw Titan, like, just features were different than, what is it? I can't even think
Porco.
Of the
Porco?
Porco? Mm-hmm. Like why hit, you know, why their jaw tightness looked different. Cause I think it's kind of, I don't know if it's, I don't want to say like evolution or anything like that, but I think like one, like you said, like it varies based on like the actual person. But I think like the, I guess like blood, like, I don't know. So it gotta be something like in like the blood now, as far as like, if you get that titan capability, because like the main reason why Historia can never pretty much get a, I guess, any type of titan blood put in, you know, put in on anything like that, was because the founder king would pretty much take over her body. So it's because of her blood, like she wouldn't, right. It wouldn't, like, you know.
Right. So, like all of like the original yeah, like the original founding titan or whatever, like their will would be passed on to her and she would pretty much like take on whatever.
It's like the first king's will. Like it's not even like the actual titans. Ymir was the very first titan, you know, ever born or created or whatever, like ran into, right, like the devil or whatever like that. It's not Ymir's will.
Right, it's not king,
like in the royal. Yeah, so like I never even, well, I'm pretty sure they'll clear that up too. I never understood that, like Ymir is technically the founding titan.
Right, so why is their will not the, like,
yeah, why is it the king's will and not the actual titan, like the actual founder's titan's will? So it's some kind of, and honestly, based off the story and off the writing, I would say it got to be something. Once they kind of open that out a little bit more, because I haven't, two of the chapters on some like nigga stuff, which I know goes into this stuff, I haven't actually read, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably all due to like a myth. Not due, but yeah, I think it's gonna all correlate to like being mentally slaved into a mentality of thinking something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree. And I've been questioning, you know, if the Founding Titan's ability is to, you know, the coordinate is to manipulate memory, thoughts, or whatever, like, all of that stuff, like, who's to say that someone did not manipulate more than just the people who went to parody? You know what I mean? Like, it could be so much going on. Like you said, like, mentally, like, trapping people in some state of mind or in some state of being, and they're just going along with it. But yeah, no, I totally agree. I just, man, this show is crazy. I have so many questions.
I'm telling you, it gets deep, especially when you say like Zeke, like how do you, you know, I already knew where you was going.
Right. I'm like, how do you feel? Because I just feel like there's just no way that this man Zeke really just straight up just, he did that as a kid. Now he's literally just working for Marley and all the stuff. Like, I just think that there's got to be a lot more involved. And I think, I don't know, I feel like there are going to be more people that come out. Like, even in the end of season 3, there was a scene where Aaron touched Historia's hand and he saw back when his dad first took the Founding Titan's power and he had this crazy face. Like, he saw something crazy. I'm like, I want to know what he saw. It's just a lot. Like, it's just obvious that with this show, you can't concentrate on literally just what's happening. Like, literally just what's happening. Even the scene where Zeke and them had the little, they had a meeting in the war room, and Zeke said something, and he said, not in this room, but he just said, not in this room. Like, if the sentence was like, yeah, sometimes I eat, but not in this room. But then the dudes lit, like, you know, I didn't think nothing of it, but in the anime, the Marleyans listening were like, oh, he said not in this room. And now I've been thinking about that, like, dang, like, why does he say that? Like, does he have some sort of crazy plan? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's so much happening.
Thinking about, you're not even, if you're right, so if you really even think about it, right now, what's the main way that Aaron can really operate at his full capacity, as far as, you know, like everything that he has in, you know, in his blood, as far as him being a Titan? Like, what is the only thing Aaron is missing is what Zeke has.
Royal blood.
You know what I'm saying? So I would say, like, it's safe to say right now, and even with the ending, I mean, it's all mass, but I would say right now, Aaron needs his brother to, in order to do anything. I was along the founder Titan side of things. Like if he, like, yeah. And, you know, at this point, they're a little bit older. So he knows, you know, it's safe to assume that hopefully Aaron didn't train, got a little bit better. Of course I know, but I don't want, but you know, you would assume that stuff, that he's right. As far as his abilities, whatever Aaron has planned, he is going to need his brother or in some kind of capacity, maybe Historia. Because, those are the only two Eldians that he pretty much has access to who has, you know, royal blood.
Royal blood. Thing, so. Right. That's true. I mean, like, we all, it's like a lot of the people I talk to, we focus on Historia, like, you know, Aaron and Historia. Like, so he going to have to use Historia. But I didn't even consider Zeke on the other end of all of that. Wow, now my mind, I'm going down paths.
I'm planting seeds right now.
You planting seeds, you're planting seeds. Okay, well, let me ask you, so you haven't finished, is the manga done? Like, have they completed the manga already? Like, all the chapters are out?
I'm not sure if it's done. I know, I believe that they're probably, if the next chapter is not the final chapter, they're probably like a chapter or two out from being done, because I'm gonna just shut up on ain't no need to, but yeah, I'm gonna say like what the heck they at now, but
okay
the way everything is going is like what the heck else could happen.
What the heck else could happen? Okay I look forward to that. So obviously you know at this point what Willie Tiber's announcement is, or what he thinks is the solution to the Eldian problem. But before you knew, even, you know, before you read deeper into it, all of that stuff, like, what, because I think it's it often, you know, because this Eldian issue, like, all of this is so much so just mirrors real worlds, you know, what most minority groups go through.
Yeah, social pressures now that we have.
Exactly. So, like, what would you say, like, just looking at Attack on Titan in particular, like, what would you, as a creator, as a writer, whatever, like, how would you end things? Like, disregarding whatever you know, how would you kind of go about doing things? Like, would you have Aaron? But see, that's a hard question because you know more about the facts, too, though. Like, you know more about what actually is going on.
But even, so, like, I can think back to, like, so, if I think back to when I first started reading the manga at this point, and they were, like, you know, I guess, like, expanding out on as far as the world and everything, I was, like, okay, there, all right, now we have an even bigger protagonist. Because I was basically like, okay, if Aaron gets the Founding Titan and he calls the, I can't think of the name of it, but like pretty much the big Titan March. And it's like all the Titans that's in the walls wake up and basically stomp on the world, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's OP as hell. But when I, you know, first coming into the manga, and I'm like, oh, there's a whole other world. You know, there are other humans out here. Like, it's a real, you know, the world does exist. There's planes, cars, like, everybody's not on horseback and knives, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm like, okay, now if we have an enemy, you know, like a government, like an outside threat, then I was kind of like, okay, you could call the Titan Walls and basically kind of be like, all right, we're going to end this whole chapter of this facade and have all of the Titans versus kind of like the government, almost in a way, like Marlians and all that, you know. And I was like, that could have been the ending. That's, when I think back to where I was when I first was kind of seeing, like, okay, I'm seeing all this political talk, and I'm like, there's a whole nother world. They tell, you know, talking about Reiner, his mother, like, just him trying to, you know, become a soldier and all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, we need to figure out who's the big cheese on this side. And, Brett and call out the 20, 30 colossal titans we got in the walls and had them, you know, and just be a all out titan war at the very end. Like, I thought that would have been at least visually, I'm like, that would have been a nice, dope bang for ending, you know what I mean? But once you kind of brought out a bigger threat, things that can basically kind of fight, I guess, on the human side, actually fight like a colossal titan, tanks and all this type of stuff. I was like, oh, okay. We could do a Titan Island versus right. the military, you know what I mean? And just kind of be like, yeah, you know, come up with some kind of political cause of why they have control or why our island is where you send your prisoners and turn them into Titans or other aliens, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just kind of like
yeah.
a all-out war and put a stop to that. But, yeah.
No, I agree. I'm definitely
the real story.
Man. And it was crazy is I was already thinking this story was deep. Like I really you know, my thing is always like for real though, like my thing is always when this whole thing started, it started off as all of humanity lived within these walls and these man-eating beasts are after them, right? And they're trying to figure out why. And now it's literally an entire, you know, commentary on all these social, political, just all this stuff.
I feel like the writer could not have had all of that from the get-go, like, you know what I mean? I feel like maybe
when
he was writing halfway in the third season, like, where the heck can I take this? Like, it's when he was like, okay, this is an island, maybe they don't know that there's other things, you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of spin it that way. Like,
no, I agree. I think that it. I feel like there is no way that he in season one was like, so actually all these people are descendants from Ymir and over on this other, I think, you know, he might've had the concept of, you know, there's another place.
Cause even looking back, I didn't even think of where did I think they came from? Like when it was like Annie, you know what I mean? Like when I really go think back into when I was watching the show, you know, like when I wasn't reading any manga, it was just like, okay, season Attack on Titan season one, and like of course the cliff, you know, the main fight at the end was fight Annie Titan form and everything like that. You always know she trained with her father, all this type of stuff, and I'm like, when I think back on it, I'm like, I really never thought about where the heck I thought they came from, as far as like Annie, Bertolt, Reiner. You always heard Reiner say the whole warrior thing, or sometimes like Patron to say that to him, like, you know, we got to go back to being warriors and all this type of stuff. And it's like, where the heck is y'all from? But I, you know, you just assume that they were just somewhere in these walls.
No, yeah. To be honest, I was just thinking I was just assuming that they were from the same place, but I thought that there was like some underground thing, like there was like a secret government faction or something like faction that was creating Titans, and you know there was like a whole like operation going on within their universe, within their country. Like I did not think that there was literally a complete world outside of, you know. Paradise Island at all. I just assumed that they were being trained somewhere.
They even had an underground, like you said.
Huh?
As far as Levi and I'm like, and if you really remember, like they did. I mean, Paradise technically had an underground.
You right.
Like slums, you know what I mean? As far as like Levi and his uncle, whatever Jack. Is it Jack the Ripper? They was calling him or something. But
was it Jack?
The serial.
Kenny.
I want to. Kenny, yeah, mm-hmm. Kenny, that's what it was. But like, and even then, like, and that was kind of like a social, their phone version within the walls. Like, if you came from, you know, the underground, the slums, it was like you was pretty much lower than a bum on the surface. Right. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like sickly. And here was Levi. He an Ackerman, and he's down there. His mother, you know,
right.
Mother's Ackerman, his uncle. Right. And these are pretty much like genetically develop humans.
And we always talk about, like, I mean, you know, I do a lot of thinking of what if Mikasa had a Titan. I want to see that so badly, but I mean, I guess she don't really need it because she already is. She's already that girl. She's already that girl. But man, okay.
Why does she feel like she gotta protect Eren?
No, right, exactly. Okay, would you say that last thing? So, you know, we end the episode with Reiner walking down to talk to Eren. It's a lot of speculation on what's about to happen. I feel like the next episode isn't about to be all action. I don't think it's about to be, okay, slice ourselves, you know, the first 5 minutes we're already fighting. I feel like there's going to be some discussion. And I think maybe halfway through the episode we might get some of that. I mean, I'm hoping we get to see some answers or something. Like, you know, Willie going to get up on stage and say his little announcement. I'm excited for the next. Whatever we're going to get, I know it's going to calm me down a little bit. It's going to give me some answers. At least I'm hoping so.
I will let you know this. It is going to go down.
I'm sure.
He is not there for no reason, man. Let me go southern on you. Like, he is not there for no reason, man.
No, yeah, I already know. And I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to see the rest of them come flying out either, but.
What I'm curious to see is, because I don't recall as far as reading it in the manga. There's always been this battle between the Attack Titan and the Armor Titan.
Oh, really?
As Eren and Reiner.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, if you really think about it, they always had a standoff.
Right.
So I'm very curious to see, how is adult Eren, how is he going, because every time Reiner kind of escaped, like, on some...
Reiner escaped by the skin of his teeth. Like a little hair.
Yeah, like every time. So I'm curious. That's all I say. Like, once it go down, like, how is this new adult fight gonna go?
Nah, yeah. I seriously can't wait. I'm pressed that we have to skip a week and a new episode didn't come out, but absolutely already know next week is gonna be good. I think the next couple of episodes, like, I wanna say the next probably, I think, I don't know for sure, but I foresee at least the next two or three are gonna be like mind blowing. I'm already knowing, but okay, that is all. We have dove deep into this. I am, like I said, excited for the next episode. Can't wait to find out. I'm pretty sure after all is said and done, I'm dang near probably gonna have to go back and read the manga, because
what's gonna happen is they're gonna do it. They're gonna do another break and have you wait, and then
I know. That's what everyone keeps saying. It like it's gonna be a break, and you gonna read it. I'm like, yep. As long as that break not longer than like 8 months. You think it's gonna be longer than like 8 months?
Man, heck no. They better not.
I hope not.
I'm thirsty for. I ain't gonna lie though. I'm thirsty for Bleach to come back. I'm on the countdown for that.
For Bleach? Oh, I totally agree. Can't wait. Literally can't wait. You know,
supposedly it's coming back. We gonna see. Like if randomly they just be like, yeah, the creators of Bleach went bankrupt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's never happening.
Right, it's never happening, literally. We going to see. I'm going to hold my breath for that one, low-key.
Right.
All right, Ben, thanks for coming on. Tell the folks where they can find you on social media.
On Facebook, I go on the IGB Sano. And then also you can check out even that Gage animation we were talking about earlier. Check out some of my videos on YouTube. Just search Shampoo29 check me out. Give me some likes.
Absolutely. Give him some likes. Yes. So make sure you guys check him out. I'm going to put all of his info in the description box. So make sure you guys look that up on Facebook and YouTube. And you guys can find me on all of the social medias at @the_anime_nay. Make sure you guys check out my YouTube. I have a lot more Attack on Titan videos and different content and stuff on YouTube. So make sure you guys check that out. Subscribe, like, all the good stuff. And I will catch you guys next time. Bye.